Hey, 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 welcome everybody. You are tuned in now to the Simply Hanif Radio Show, and I am your girl, she, me, Hanif. My voice is kind of out of it today, so please pray for me and lift me up, but we're going to have a great show. Today we are talking about infidelity with Denise Russell, and I have a lot that I want to ask about infidelity. I'm sure some of you have some questions as well that were submitted already. Some people want to know, how do you get past it? Others want to know, is it okay if you just choose to leave? Do you have to stay in that relationship? And we do have choices. So before we speak with our guests, let us take a few moments and go to our sponsorship. And when we get back, we'll be speaking with Denise. And I believe she is a co-host of the Marriage Matters call. And Marriage Matters offers married couples problem-solving ideas and love tips. And I cannot wait. It's a support group. So we got a lot to talk about, a lot to cover, everybody. So when we get back, we'll go ahead and take that commercial break.
Do you want lots of chemicals and artificial stimulants? Or are you ready to try the natural alternative? It's time for you to try Revive. Packed with the power of 21 superfruits and a touch of green tea, Revive really delivers with antioxidants, nutrients, and real energy, the way nature intended.
Hi, I'm Brian Klein, CEO of Rushmore Essentials. I want you to try Revive, our brand new vitality drink. Made from 21 pure and powerful superfruits I hand-selected for quality and blended for performance. Revive gives you that great feeling of well-being and vitality without the jitters of an energy drink. You can feel great about the quality of Revive. My family has been in the fruit business since 1939.
Revive is ideal for healthy, active people who are looking for the real energy it takes to live life to the fullest. Not just for 5 hours, but all day long, every day of the week. Buy Revive at Vitamin Shop. For more information and valuable coupons, visit our website at drinkre.com. That's drinkre.com. Revive yourself today.
All right, all right, all right, everybody. We are back. Yes, we are, and I'm very excited about that. So let's go ahead and speak with our wonderful guests, and then we will get into this topic. Hello, Ms. Russell.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. You can call me Mary.
Okay, so can we? I wanted to know why you're called me Mary, and not Denise Russell, so that everybody's clear. Because you were confused on the guest that I was having.
Okay, what it is? My name is Mary. They call me Mary because I get on a Declare Victory call every morning from 6 to 8 o'clock every morning. I never miss a morning. So the founder, which is Dion, the midwife Jackson, she pretty much gives everybody a name. And I think it helps. It's helpful. So she named me Mary, she said, because I would always get on the call and go, hey, it's me, Mary. So she was like, you know what, I'm just going to call you me, Mary. And my name is Mary. So, you know, she just added the me. And I love it.
Okay. Makes sense. Makes sense. Talk about the co-hosting that you do for Marriage Matters.
Okay, it's myself and another. His name is Jeff Dickers. And what it is we discuss topics that married couples have in their marriages, like infidelity is something that I experience in my marriage. We cover topics like porn, a spouse may be addicted to porn, drug abuse, we all topics, anything you can pretty much have in a marital relationship, we cover it. And it's backed up, everything we discuss is backed up by the Bible. We go to the Bible, you know, it's not like, Brother Jeff said this. We go to
right.
The Bible, we find scripture, and we back everything up with scripture. Everything we discuss is backed up with scripture so that they'll know that, you know, we're living by God's words. It's not just something we just created or thought of.
Right. And so I want to dig into infidelity because, to me, there are different levels because what one person considers infidelity, another may not. Let's talk about being able to, if you're not overcoming it, if at some point in your relationship you want to part, is that okay for a couple to do? If you're using biblical terms.
Yes, it's okay. And it's you know, that's one of the things that is in the Bible that a married couple can divorce. You know, it gives legal cause for a divorce is infidelity. But you can work through it, but both parties have to be in agreement. It can't be one-sided, because if one is giving all and the other is just like, you know, whatever, I don't want this, and you know, he or she, whichever, is constantly trying, the other one is not doing anything, the one that's doing all the work is going to eventually get frustrated, and then it's going to become a bigger issue. So you need to have an agreement. If you want the marriage and you want to stay in the marriage, then you guys need to get counseling. If you don't want the marriage, then that's fine too. You don't have to stay in a situation, you know, that you don't feel comfortable with. But I'll never tell anyone to leave their spouse. My thing
that's
is to try and work on it. Yeah,
right.
Try and work on
it. I agree. Unless I always tell somebody abuse is taking a hand, and I don't think anybody should stay in that at all. I don't think that's God's plan for us women or men to be getting abused. But I do believe, I think you're right. If one partner is trying and the other one isn't, it's not going to work. It doesn't.
Right.
Matter. It's just not. So it probably will be best, because someone's heart is hardened at that point, to part. Mm-hmm. But I do believe counseling, and not, can we specify counseling? Because some people think they should go to Mary Jo and their friends. please
Ooh.
Make a, I wanted to talk about that. Please tell us why that is not, when you're at that point, that's just not a good idea.
First of all, it's not a good idea to talk to your friends and family about your situation, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, their relationship may not be going well, you know, and I don't know what it is. For some reason, it's just something that's in us. We don't want to see anybody doing better than us or anything. So they feel like, okay, you may have one or two friends that you can really trust and that you know that they'll give you the correct information. Like, I have a friend, her name is Tina Hurt Andrews. Sinai J is what we call her, because she has a hair product. So I talked to her when I found out my husband had an affair. I had called her and I spoke with her. I didn't tell anybody in my family, because I didn't feel comfortable, because I know the negativity that comes with all of that, you know, with them and all of that crazy stuff. The first thing they would have said was leave. You don't need to hear that. You know, first of all, you need to hear what God has to say to you.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the only person you really, really need to have a conversation with. But if you can find someone that you can really, really trust and know that they will give you sound, good advice, then that's fine. But you shouldn't be telling everybody all over the world, because first thing they're going to do, girl, you need to leave, blah, blah, blah. You know, good. I knew when y'all got married 20 years ago, blah, blah. Don't nobody need to hear all that. You feel bad enough. You know what I'm saying? So
I agree
with that. With something like that.
I think it's inappropriate. I think when you start running your mouth to every single body about every detail of your marriage, you also plant seeds about either your mate or about you both. And you can't change the way someone's thinking anymore at all when you put everything out there negative. And
right.
And so that just leaves you and your mate just in a bad position, I believe. I don't think you should be going to everybody about your marriage. I do believe, like you said, take it to God first. No one shouldn't have to have that much validation. And if you have maybe one confident person that you could actually trust that can be biased and that is going to listen and is there to give you the ear, cool. But if not, you really need to go to counseling, I think. I think there's nothing better than that.
Right, and then another thing with the counseling as well, be careful with the counselors, because don't go to someone that has not walked in your shoes. It doesn't make any sense to go to a counselor that's not married and you're having marital issues. I mean, come on, people, really. Let's find a good counselor that have dealt with infidelity. There's counselors out there, so you have to, you know, watch out for that too. If like I said, they could be married, but, you know, they're only 2 years in. You're 20, 30 years out, and they've never dealt with that. How can they help you? When you're experiencing infidelity, You need to be able to speak to someone that has walked in your shoes, because they need to be able to understand all of your ups and downs. When that emotional roller coaster park in front of your door and is wanting to give you a free ride, you need to be able to tell that counselor how you feel, and that counselor needs to be able to relate to how you feel. How can they relate if they've never been through it?
I agree. Because if you've been married 17 years and somebody's only been married 3, they ain't going through what you went through at all. And so that's the best. That's some good advice right there. So let's talk about, what steps do you think people can do to start to get over the infidelity in their marriage, to move towards rebonding with each other?
First of all, the unfaithful spouse must tell his spouse everything. He has to come with the truth right then and there. He can't give trickle truth. And when I say trickle truth, I mean he can't tell you, you know, something today and then wait 3 and 4 months down the line and come and give you some other information. The sooner you have all the information, the sooner you can start to heal, and the sooner the both of you can start to restoring and repairing your marriage.
I agree. Let's see. So we're going to take a small break because I have two questions from one of my listeners, and I want us to try to answer that because it's a big one, and she and he have experienced infidelity in their marriage. They had to part for a while, and we'll get back into that in 1 second. So we're going to take a small commercial break,
okay,
and then we'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, please forgive my voice. We're going to go to our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dow, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
Hey guys, I'm Coco.
I'm Clara.
And I'm Seth.
We are Perfect Sex.
And we wanted to invite you all to come check out our music at PerfectSexMusic.com.
We do it all. You want blues? We got blues.
You want hip-hop? Perfect Sex is hip-hop.
And if you like dance, guess what? We do that too.
We do it all.
So if you want to hear some cool music...
That was Melba Moore. Yes, I had the pleasure of having her on the show, and this is one of her songs, What Can I Do to Survive? I love it. All right, everybody, so we're going to get back into the show and finish talking with our lovely guest, Denise Russell, and we're going to talk about separating after infidelity and how is it possible to rekindle that again. That was a question, Denise, from one of the listeners.
It is. I say when you separate, sometimes you need to separate so that you can get back to identifying who you are. Because sometimes in marriage we lose ourselves. Because we're too busy trying to do everything for the other spouse and for the kids and pleasing everybody else and forgetting who we are. So that space, I think, is good. But in that space, you should develop a prayer life. You should seek God. And that way he will lead you back to your spouse, and you guys will be able to get back to where you're supposed to be, if you're supposed to be.
And I agree with that. I agree. Sometimes a little part may make the heart grow fonder. And you can understand what it is that you had and what God had blessed you with, and maybe you can appreciate it better. So
right.
I have another person asking in my chat box. They love your answer to when it came to, you know, talking about keeping people out of your business. But they want to know if you can elaborate more. I don't know how much more you can, but elaborate more, because I guess they're going through it. And their wife seems to have... I don't think I could say that on the air. But just constantly speaking to everybody else for validation instead of coming to her mate whenever they have a heated argument. And so the family members are now looking at him in such a negative way and have been treating him that way over the years. What can they do?
Well, one, she's venting because she's hurt. He needs to understand that he ripped her heart out. It gets no worse. You know what I'm saying? She's lost all trust. So she feels like the only way she can pretty much deal with the pain is to tell whomever will listen, but it's not a good thing to do. And
I agree, because even if she is hurt, I'm sorry, if you're going to stay, this is my dad used to tell me old school, don't tell him anything until you leave. If you're going to stay...
Right.
Then work it out and let God be the center of it. But if you're going to leave, you're actually leaving, then you can disclose those things to your family. But now you put them in a bad situation, because if you're going to work everything out, now your family looks at this man totally different. And I don't think we have the right to do that to our spouses. Yeah.
Right. We don't, no matter how bad they hurt us, you know. But I have a question for him. If you can ask him, is he allowing her to talk to him? Is he allowing her to vent to him, to tell her how much, to tell him how much she has hurt him? See, that plays a part too, because if the man is not willing to let his wife vent to him, because, you know, I know he has the shame and the guilt and the embarrassment and all that on him too, but if she can't vent to him, she's going to find someone else to vent to.
He allows her to vent, but the cheaty cap in both ways, and he's been quiet and silent. He doesn't talk to family about it. He kept it to himself and prays to God and wants to go to counseling. But he says the problem is people and family and certain friends think they have now the right to speak to him about the situation. See, that's the part that I don't like at all. If you're venting to someone, people, family need to stay out of it now. That's where it's going too far, because now it's like you're married to them too and everybody else. And that's horrible if that's happening.
Right. So in this case, they may want to pack up and move away from the family. If they are planning on saving their marriage, they're going to need to get away from the family. That's what they're going to need to do, because that's the only way they're going to be able to survive, because you go to the family functions, they're looking at them, and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's unfair to her.
Too much. Yeah, I think that would be, for me, that would be my breaking point. Like, I can't do this.
Yeah, because eventually it's going to cause a fight or something, for an argument with someone in the family, because they feel like, well, you dogged my cousin out or daughter or whatever. So
he just typed, and that's what happened. He had to defend himself, because he's not destroying her image to his family. They know nothing. But his image is destroyed with hers. And so he said he recently went somewhere, and he had to keep defending himself, but he wanted to keep his integrity. He still wouldn't call out all the stuff that she's done. So I see what he's saying. She's playing victim.
Mm-hmm.
Because, listen,
mm-hmm.
sometimes men or women cheat, and we have to own up to our part in it. of causing your mate to sin. I'm not saying if you knew you married some man or woman that is this is who they are, this is their behavior. That's a different topic. But if you have a good man and a good woman and all of a sudden they're seeking out of the relationship, something's wrong. And it's our job in the marriage to kind of figure those things out and to work it out. And I just think that this is a mess.
Okay, let me insert something right there. You're right, but it does not give them the right to go and have an affair someone else. Their job is to sit down with their spouse and communicate that. I feel this way. I feel that way. And that's something my husband didn't do, and that's why I don't take the blame for what he did, and I never will because, like I told him, you could have pulled me to the side, you know, we see each other all day, every day. Even if you didn't feel comfortable talking to me face-to-face, you could have sent me a text. You could have sent me an email. You could have called me on the phone and said, babe, you know what? Look, I feel like this. I feel like that. He didn't do that. So when I found
out,
I told
him,
I would never take the blame. And the ones that do, okay, that's different. Then if you have spoken to your spouse and you told your spouse that you feel neglected here, and your spouse just didn't hear you, okay, but it still doesn't give you a reason
I agree with
to
that.
Step
it
out.
It doesn't give
then,
a right to go out, step out
right.
of the marriage. I
so
think at that point you just need to leave. When you're starting to feel that way.
Maybe go to counseling. Counseling is always good. It's like I said, but get someone that's in that boat, you know.
In that field, absolutely. I agree with you. I don't think your counseling should be cousin Nene. I just don't think
no.
This is why you guys
not.
You know, you'll go through so much stuff. I mean, you gotta, and you're right, the cousin and a family member is gonna say all they see is that you hurt my family member.
Mm-hmm.
They're not gonna see.
And that's how they see it.
Well, what you guys done to each other. And at the end of the day you're hurting each other. This is good. This is good. Tell everybody about. Well, I love it. And I love the questions that are coming in, and that we're helping somebody. So, let's talk about your book. See Things Through My Eyes.
Oh God, yes. It's my story on the process of what I went through as far as my husband's infidelity. It's just seeing things the way I've seen it. You know, because everybody's situation is different. And everybody pain is different, and everybody healing process is different. And some healing process can vary. It can be anywhere from 6 months to a year. Some can be, 5 to 6 years.
Depending on how deep the offense is, I always say. Yeah.
That and spouse is truthful with you because, you know, sometimes they don't always give you the truth. They want to protect you now, but you didn't want to protect me before you had the affair. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of make things a little rough. So I'm looking forward to be I'm going to hopefully it'll be on the shelves by the end of next spring. I had some little pitfalls because some things that I thought I was healed from and I wasn't. So that's what I'm saying. The healing process, it takes a while. So it's going to be 2 years on the 9th of this month that I found out. So I'm still dealing with some healing stuff. You know, there's still a little residue there that I'm dealing with. But my book basically is just going to explain, you know, how I found out, you know, what I did and how I, you know, seek God when I should have seek God in the beginning the way that I'm doing it now. Before, I didn't put God first. I had God on my list. My husband was at the top of that list. That was the wrong
order.
Girl,
you better go and tell the truth. We do that, and I don't know if we do that purposely or self-consciously, but when women get married, you've been married for a while, we forget to leave God first. We start switching those roles, and it's just doomed there. Anything can happen. You leave the door open for the enemy to come in and have strife. And so you have to keep God at the forefront, and you have to keep going to God for everything. And even when the flesh is telling you otherwise, I mean, I believe the Holy Spirit speaks to us every single day and all throughout the day when we choose to listen to Him. And even I tell people that they're in a marriage, and I've been married 15 years, so I'll speak on it. You know, if you're in an argument, you'll hear the Spirit tell you to be quiet, but you want to choose to keep going. And there's a reason why the Spirit is telling you to shut up, for a reason. You don't have to always speak. Sometimes you need to speak to God. And so it is so important that we we pay attention to that, pay attention to the spirit of discernment. It can save us so much. But I love what you said. You know, definitely we have to keep God first. Stop putting our weights above God. And that's for women and men.
Yes, it is for all of us. And no matter what relationship you're in, you know, if you're single, God has to come first. That's just the bottom line.
Absolutely.
He comes before your kids. He comes before any and everything. And I speak a little bit about that, you know, how I had my husband up there on a pedestal and, you know, the kids and everything. And like I said, God was on my list. But where on my list did I have him? I don't know. Point, I didn't know.
I
know where he is now. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
He's the first, honey. Yes.
It'll be a good
thing. And he has
to
be. And even with kids, I tell, you know, you're going through things with your children, but are you putting God first and make sure God is the head of everything, even when it comes to, I love this, comes to your kids. It's so important because as women, maternal instinct kicks in, and sometimes we put our kids for everybody. For the husband, for God, everything, they come first.
That's true.
Things are out of order. And I tell, and I'm sure you can agree that obedience is better than sacrifice, and we just have to start being obedient.
Ooh,
it can save us from a whole lot of stuff. Denise, tell people where they can reach you, get into your group, and all your social media before we conclude this show.
All right. Well, first I want to let you guys know that about my Declare Victory family. They're the ones who really, really helped me make it through this process by getting on the prayer call every morning from 6 to 8 o'clock, and I've been on this call almost 2 years. So I would love to invite you all to join us every morning, 6 a.m. The conference number is area code 605-562-3140, and our access code is 731-2222 every morning. We don't skip a morning. We have prayer. We have declarations. We have real life discussion and raw discussion. I mean, real life stuff that people are dealing with. And then I host the Marriage Matters call. That call is every Monday evening at 6 p.m. And that conference number is 605-562-3140. Access code is the same as the other one, 731-222-pound. And then also I have another call that I'm venturing in with two of my other close sisters in Christ. It's called COHIP. It's Covering Our Husbands in Prayer. Every Wednesday we get on this call at 12:15 and we pray for our husbands. And that conference number is 605-562-3140. The access code on this one is 416-009. And to reach me, I have a support group called Pittsburgh Band. And if you type in, I'll just spell everything out for you, PittsburgCanBand at gmail.com. And you send me an email and I'll contact you. I have to keep it private due to the confidentiality of the matter and of the situation of, you know, the infidelity. So we have to keep it private.
Confidentiality is very important.
So we have to keep that. So if you send me an email, I'll get that to you. And then you can also reach me by cell, which is 925-250-9606. And you can reach me also on my Facebook page. And my Facebook name is Denise Russell. My profile picture states, I am coming for everything they said I could not have. So that's how you can reach me.
Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much, Denise, for being on our show, being honest and open about infidelity, giving us advice that's much needed advice because you've been through it and you're still working through it. I think anything in our journey we have to continue to work at because the mind can play tricks on you and keep you stuck in that place. So with that being said, everybody, as I always say, make sure you check your heart, be mindful of your thoughts, your words, and your actions, because truthfully, you may be the only God someone sees today. Thank you for joining the show. Oh, and I want to tell everybody you can reach Simply Honey Radio Show easily. If you want to find us on any social media, you can just do that at Simply Honey. Now, I hate when I'm starting to have a little bit of... All right, everybody. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Honey Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at HanifRJordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.